The pack ice is returning, and the Arctic whales mustn't linger. Bowheads, belugas and narwhals head for open water on the southern edges of the Arctic Ocean, as 30,000 square kilometers of ocean turns to ice every day. As the days grow colder, millions of seabirds flee the coming darkness of the polar winter. In Hudson Bay, the polar bears are still waiting for the pack ice to spread south. As November approaches, the usually solitary males not only tolerate each other's presence, they even begin to socialize. Food or females to compete over, these play fights are harmless. But the contests mean each bear can gauge the strength of his opponents. If they meet again during the mating season next spring, they must fight to win access to females. As winter closes in, the sea ice spreads south to Hudson Bay. For the polar bears, the return of the ice means respite from their hunger is finally in sight. They can at last head back to their hunting grounds on the frozen ocean. Like all the animals that live above and below the ice, the polar bears have adapted to survive in one of the most hostile habitats on Earth, the Arctic Ocean.